tonight's story is Rosie and Rasmus by Serena Geddes. This is Rosie. She lives in a little village with cobblestone streets, a water fountain, and an ice cream stand. Every day, Rosie watches and wishes. She watches as the others play. She wishes someone would see her. This is Rasmus. He's very cute looking, isn't he?
Yeah.
He lives in the big tree on top of the hill next to the ocean that overlooks a little village with cobblestone streets, a water fountain, and an ice cream stand. Every day, Rasmus watches and wishes. He watches the birds dance in the sky. He wishes he had wings so that he could fly. He's a little dragon, isn't he? Looks like a little dragon. There's Rosie out for a walk. Oh, she sits under the tree. What's coming down out of the tree?
A tail.
A tail. And what's the tail holding?
A flower.
Oh. Hello, I'm Rosie. Rosie shows Rasmus how to drink tea like a queen, how to do a pirouette, and how to jump rope. And Rasmus shows Rosie his kite, which flies, his balloons, which float, and his favourite book about a dragon who soars high in the sky. One day you'll fly. I know it. Each day, Rosie would work on a new plan to help Rasmus. And together, oh my God, she's doing a lot of work. They would try. Hold the ribbon, start to fly, and you all lift him up in the air. So she's trying to convince the birds to hold a ribbon and lift him up. Yeah, he's got a question mark. Yeah. It's okay, Rasmus.
And he got a question mark too.
We'll try again tomorrow. Oh, looks like he fell. They weren't able to hold him up, Rory.
Those three don't care.
Oh, right. And try. Oh, what's her idea this time? Blowing up lots of balloons and tying them around his waist.
Yeah.
Up, Rasmus. You can do it. And try new ways to fly.
A kite.
So look, she's showing him run along here. Jump there and take off.
Like a kite.
So they're at the edge of a cliff now and it's like she has the kite strapped around his waist. But none of them worked until Rosie gave Rasmus a gift. A scarf and goggles. I'm sure they will help you fly. Faster, faster and take off. See, you can do it. So he put them on and he ran around. And Rasmus, look, wings. You grew wings. You're flying. He's got those tiny little wings. But now, under the big tree on top of the hill, thank you, friend. Rosie and Rasmus must say farewell. Oh, look, they're having a cuddle. And look, what's Rasmus doing?
Tear.
He's got a tear running down his face. How do you think he might be feeling?
Sad.
Sad. Oh. Rosie's heading off down the hill and Rasmus is flying. Rosie lives in a little village with cobblestone streets, a water fountain, and an ice cream stand. Every day, Rosie watches other children play. Every day, but today. What's she doing? She's giving the flower to another little girl. And who gave her the flower?
What?
Rasmus gave her a lovely flower and now she's gifting it to this little girl.
No, Mum.
Because she's going to make a new friend. See, look, they're walking off towards... What are they going to do?
Get some ice cream.
They're going to get some ice cream. That's the end of the story.